Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Smurfit, Flutter and CRH are just three of the major companies that have delisted from the Euronext Dublin Exchange. There are genuine worries about how to reverse the decline. So now the boss of the Euronext Group in Paris has announced plans to set up a springboard market in Dublin to get smaller companies listed here in Ireland. Paddy Quinlan is corporate finance, a partner with Taylor Wessing Ireland, who advises on capital markets. Good morning, Paddy.
Good morning, Joe.
Can I start with a basic question? Do we need a stock market in a small country like Ireland?
I think we do, Joe. I think it's an important part of any corporate finance ecosystem. I think it gives companies alternative access to capital. I think it's an important prestige is a word I'd use as well. I think for employees of large companies, it gives them access to liquidity in a way that private capital can't. I think crucially as well, it allows gives domestic companies something to aim for, something to strive for. It gives them access to growth capital, access to capital for overseas expansion, which some of the names you've mentioned have used very successfully. So I think it's important. It's not the only part of the capital stock, but it's an important part of it.
Okay, explain to us the precariousness of the Dublin Stock Exchange at the moment, given the delistings that we've been speaking about. What is the situation there?
So I think it's been part of a gradual decline. In 1999, there were 100 companies listed on the Irish Stock Exchange. Now there are 31. So it's been a gradual decline. I think,
But
a very notable one. For some of those companies that you mentioned, and I think this is part of Ireland's overall problems, the wrong word, but actually the economic landscape. For a lot of those companies, Ireland is not its main market. It makes sense in some instances for those companies to be looking elsewhere for their listing because that's where their market are.
Especially Flutter and Smurfit.
Exactly. For Flutter, for example, US is a huge part of their strategy. So I think it is. There's a natural element to it, but I think at the other end of the spectrum, we have a fantastic ecosystem in life sciences and technology of smaller growing companies that need access to capital. Over the last few years, that capital has been available through private means, private equity, venture capital. There's been cheap debt in recent years, but that's
with very low interest rates.
That's less the case now. So I think this initiative that Euronext have announced this morning, they talked about it a few weeks ago as well. I think it's a very important initiative.
Now let's talk about that initiative. It's called Springboard. What will it do that's different from companies listing on the ordinary stock exchange in Dublin?
Well, I think crucially, Euronext have launched this in Paris, Lisbon, and Brussels. In Paris, I believe they have 150 companies listed on it. I think what it'll do, it will enable companies to access the market with lower barriers to entry. I think the costs, the administration involved, the process involved in listing to date has, in some minds, rightly or wrongly, been seen as prohibitive. It's a costly exercise, it's a lengthy exercise, and it involves a lot of brain power and manpower. I think
this,
and a phone book of regulation. Not appealing to our younger listeners there, Joe.
Yeah.
With the reference to the phone book, yes, a lot of regulation. I think this will bring in a simpler set of documents. It won't require companies to have really long trading histories or profit records, which the more senior markets will. So I think in time it'll become quite a cost effective means of companies accessing capital.
Okay, that sounds like a simple fix if you cut the red tape for companies to list. Why wasn't it done sooner?
I don't think there has been enormous political will. The Irish Stock Exchange itself, or Euronext Dublin, as we should describe it, has been calling for this for a long time, or for other means of improving liquidity and access to markets. I don't think it's been high on the political agenda, rightly or wrongly. I think it's been high on the agenda for people like us in Taylor Wessing in the corporate finance community, for brokers, for lawyers. But you know, we're not going to win elections for governments.
But also the stamp duty in this country is very high. Stamp duty is applied on the buying and selling of stocks.
Correct.
It is not in other countries, especially North America.
That's right. And I think the anomaly there is Irish companies that wish to list in New York or on NASDAQ can avail of an exemption from stamp duty, which they can't here. So that's another incentive for companies to look elsewhere. I think at 1%, I'm not sure it's the hugest generator of revenue for the revenue commissioners here. So I think it's something that it has been looked at. I think it can be looked at further because we've seen companies look at Ireland and go elsewhere because stamp duty is just another barrier to trading. It's a disincentive for people.
But also for people buying and selling shares, it is expensive to do so for stocks listed in Ireland. It costs up to €100 per trade, whereas it's a few dollars, I think, in North America.
I think that's right as well. I think what we don't have here as well is just the ecosystem of easy access to markets, where I think in a lot of countries, you open a bank account, you get a trading account with that. We don't have that here. I think Sweden is an example that's often used. I think statistically, something like 70% of people in Sweden will have investments in equities, either directly or indirectly. So it's just part of the environment here. We don't have that here. I think in some cases, it's probably seen as a preserve of the high net worths or financial institutions, whereas I think a more healthy environment would be where people see equities as part of their pensions, part of their investment strategies.
Okay, well, let's see how this springboard works for Euronext. There's Paddy Quinlan, the corporate finance partner with Taylor Wessing Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.